Is Kumi Ori Kiva Oirech. The light is coming. Light. L'David Hashem Ori Chazal Darshan Ori is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of light. Yishi is Yom Kippur. Ori is Rosh Hashanah. And as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos will already be the 16th of the month. It will already be the second half of Elul. We're getting closer to the light, to the Oir HaGonos. The name of the parsha is Sovai, which means when you enter. And the end of the parsha, the last few psukim, is also with a similar word, Vatavoyu El Hamokim Hazer. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that at the end of the 40 years, Vatavoyu El Hamokim Hazer, you came to this place where they're holding, the last stop before going into Eretz Yisrael, Vayetzei Sichon Melech Cheshbon, Vayeg Melech HaBashon L'Kroseinu L'Amelchom Avanakim, and then came out Sichon and Og, we took away their land. And the parasha ends off, "Ushmartem es divri habris hazos va'asisam oisam l'man taskilu es kol asher ta'asun." We find many times, as mentioned a lot of times, that the beginning and the end of every parasha are very similar. There are connections. And sometimes even words, like last week, we began with teitzei, kiseitzei, and we ended off, "Zocher es asher osu v'cho amolek ba'derech b'tzeisechem mimitzrayim." So you have teitzei at the beginning, b'tzeisechem at the end. Here we have Tovo at the beginning, Vatovo at the end. Similar word, in fact, practically the same word. The goal is to be able to enter. That's, we're striving to get as close as possible to Hashem, as much as it's humanly possible in this world. David HaMelech says, Va'ani kirvas Elohim li toiv. What David's goal was, David's striving was not for better food or more entertainment, but David's goal was to get as close to Hashem as possible, as we see throughout Sefer Tehillim. Pischu li sha'arei tzedek, ovo vam odeka. He uses the word ovo, just like we have here. V'hoya kisovo el ha'oretz. After seitzei, kiseitzei la'melcham aloyevecha, comes kisovo. Kisovo el ha'oretz, Rashi says, the Rishta V'Yoshavtaba, that this pasuk tells us that they were not obligated to bring Bikurim, which is what the first topic of the parasha speaks about, the first fruits that had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, until after dividing and conquering the land. Magid Shalom Nischayvu B'Bikurim Atcha Kofshu Esa Ores V'Chilkuha Kibush V'Chiluk, which lasted 14 years. Elul, the month of Elul, which this parasha is always read in Elul, Elul is the month of Kibush V'Chiluk. This is the month that we are dividing and conquering. Conquering and dividing. In fact, when the Torah talks to us about spying Eretz Yisrael, V'yosuru es Eretz Kana'an, which is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Meraglim, with the hope that they will look at Eretz Yisrael in a positive light. V'yosuru, from the word Yisron, to see the Yisron of Eretz Yisrael, not the V'yachperu, the Cherpa. It says they looked at the cherpa of the land, not at the Yisron. Unkelus translates V'yosuru V'alelun. Svarim say V'alelun is like the word Elul. Elul comes from V'alelun. V'yosuru es Eretz Kanaan. They should tour the land, they should spy the land, which of course the purpose of it was to be able to conquer it. So Elul is the month of Kibush. Elul is the month that we conquer the Yetzer Hara. We conquer Eretz Yisrael. We enter Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, we arrive at our destination in the Beis HaMikdash, which is why, as this mentioned many times, what the Sfarim say, Rosh Hashanah is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. We enter into a new year. We enter the new year, Rosh Hashanah, just like here, Klal Yisrael are being told that they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to eventually arrive at the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, even more than that, there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Yom Kippur. So Elul is Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is Beis HaMikdash, Yom Kippur is Kodesh HaKadoshim. And here, the one who brings the Bikurim, and every year, every Jew brought from the first fruits of the seven Minim, he says what's called the Mikra Bikurim, as we read in Mishnayos Bikurim, based on these psukim here at the beginning of the parasha. And he says, Higadti hayom laHashem Elokecha ki bosi el ha'oretz. I've arrived, I've entered into the land, Asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu lo ses lanu. And later, he adds not only that, but vayivienu el hamakom hazeh. And he brought us to this place, says Rashi, zeh beis hamikdosh. Meaning, he's thanking Hashem that he came into Eretz Yisrael and that he was able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. The only matana of kahuna that has to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash is Bikurim. The others do not have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Truma does not have to be given to a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash or even in Yerushalayim for that matter. Maaser Rishon has to be given to a Levi anywhere. Trumas Maaser to a Kohen anywhere. Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but nowhere does it say that it has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. The only matana of the Chavdalad Matanos Kahuna, from Gvulin, in other words, not from animals, obviously from animals is different, that's sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, but all the other matanos, the only one is Bikurim. Bikurim is associated with Beis HaMikdash. In the Pasha of Bikurim, the Meshech Chochmah says, it says Hashem's name 13 times. I counted it, and I found 14 times. So probably he's not counting the first pasuk, because the first pasuk is a general introduction to the parashah. Afterwards starts with Lakachta Meireches. That's the parasha of Bikurim. So he probably meant, I'm sure that's what he meant, that there are 13 times Hashem's name in the parasha of Bikurim, beginning with pasuk Beis. What's interesting too, besides that tonight is also Yud Gimel Elul, tonight is the 13th of Elul, that the mizmor that we say on every day after Shachris or after Minchan Maiv, depending if you daven Smaiv and Ashkenaz, L'Dovar Hashem Ori V'Yishi, it's brought down that L'Dovar Hashem Ori is said in Chodesh Elul also because it is the mizmor that has in it Hashem's name 13 times. And that's exactly accurate. There are 13 times Yidkei Vavkei in L'Dovar Hashem Ori V'Yishi. In fact, it practically starts with Hashem's name, L'Dovar Hashem, and it ends, Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'Ameitz Libelcha V'Kaveh El Hashem. And in that mizmar, we say, Lulei He'emanti Liros, Lulei is Oisius Elul, Ki Yitzbeneini Besuko, that's Sukkis, L'Dovar Hashem Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippur, and that's why this is said from Rosh Chodesh Elul until after Sukkis. 13 times Hashem's name. Ki Yadua, what the Zayar tells us, is that Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of the Hizgalus, the revelation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The 13 Midos HaRachamim are revealed in Chodesh Elul. Being that this Parsha of Bikurim, beginning with V'hoya Kisavo, is read in Chodesh Elul, where in this Parsha we have 13 times Hashem's name, 13 times Midos HaRachamim, the Avoida of Elul is the Avoida of Bikurim. Elul is the month, as we mentioned previous weeks, that we get up early. We donate the beginning, the first of our day, the first part of the day, early in the morning, our first strength is being given to Hashem, even though every day we do that, we daven in the morning, but here, even earlier than usual, we get up, mashkimin, to say slichais, Sfar the entire Elul, Ashkenaz the last week. And that's the idea of Bikurim. Bikurim is taking the rachis, the best fruits, bringing them to the Beis HaMikdash, and thanking Hashem for the fact that He's given us a land, that He's given us fruits, an opportunity to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Hakoras HaToiv, which is a tikkun for the Chet Eitz Hadas, which according to one opinion in the Gemara, it was a fig. According to another opinion, it was a grape, and according to both of these opinions, and according to the third opinion, that it was wheat. Wheat, grapes, and figs are from the seven minim. Adam says, "Ha'isha asher nasata imadi he nasna limin ha'etz va'ochel." So Adam was a kafui toiv. Adam denies, instead of being gracious, instead of showing gratitude, he says, the woman that you gave me, it's her fault. She's the one who convinces me to sin. So Adam is a kofi toiv. Here Rashi tells us that when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to say, Higadati hayom l'Hashem alokecha, she'encha kofi toiv, that you're not a kofi toiv, that you recognize the good, especially as we come to the end of the year, and another year has passed, it's kamat over, and it's a time for reflection, and it's also a time to give a tremendous hakaras hatoiv. Everyone has to give hakaras hatoiv that Baruch Hashem, another year was given to us, and we, of course, are going to be mispalo for another year. But this is a time for every person to look back, as we have in this parasha, Vidoy Meiser, which is the concept of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Vidoy Meiser, where once in 4 years, there was a specific Vidoy that had to be said. Biyarti HaKredesh Min HaBayis, as it's mentioned here in the Pesukim. It's also a remez that at the end of the year, there's the Vidoy Meiser, there's the Cheshbon HaNefesh that we make, and there's the Hakoras HaTayv to Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, another year has passed. And we're here. That alone requires Hakoras HaTayv. Amalek, that we read about last week, that the parasha ends, Kiseitzi ends with Amalek, Ashakarcha Baderach. He says that everything is a coincidence. Ashakarcha Milosh Mikra. Everything is a coincidence. You have nothing, no one to thank. We on Lahavdil, who believe that everything is Bahashgacha Pratis, so everything that we have, everything we own, is all Hashem's, Lahashem Ha'oretzim Malaya. Everything that was given to us, especially land, land, real estate, that a person might think that perhaps it's because of his doing, he cultivated the land, he farmed, he pruned, he planted, plowed. We bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and we show that we believe and that we recognize that it's from Hashem. Bikurim, it's interesting that Bikurim, the Mishnah tells us, not only did they bring the first fruits, they also brought more than that. They brought what was called Toisefes Bikurim and Itur Bikurim. In Mishnah's Bikurim, we read about there was an additional fruits that were brought together with the fruits of the seven Minim, plus there were fruits that crowned the baskets that they brought to the Kohanim, to the Beis HaMikdash. It was done with tremendous Hidur, more than what was required. Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. What was required is just that they take the first fruits, as Rashi brings here from the Lashon HaMishnah, Raya Te'eno Shebikra, Rimon Shebiker, and they tied a piece of rubber around it so that it should be a simon. And that's what has to be brought. But they did a lot more than that. They brought many, many fruits, even fruits that were not from the seven Minim, which they crowned their baskets with. And there were three kinds. There was the Bikurim, the Iter Bikurim, and the Tosefes Bikurim, Kimavur, and Mishnayas Bikurim. And this is Meramis to us. The Avodah of Chodesh Elul is the Avodah of Bikurim. We are taking the first moments of the year, which we start already before the year starts. We start on Chodesh Elul, as mentioned last week. We take the first moments and we donate them to Hashem. We bring them to the Beis Medrash. We say Slichas in the Beis Medrash, just like we bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. But we do more than what's required of us. We do more than what's required of us. It's not required of us to necessarily start the week before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis. We start a week before, or Sfaradim a month before. We add much more than what's required of us. The same thing with Shofar. Shofar, min ha-Torah, you only have to hear 9 sounds. We're not sure what a trua is, so we add, so we listen to 30. But the minhag is to hear 100 sounds. Tashrat over and over again, tashat over and over again, tarat over and over again. From one word, the Torah says, Yom Teruah Yi Yelachem, is built an entire array, an entire set of different sounds that we blow, all to show the chavivus of the mitzvah. As the Mefarshim say, that's why it says that it's Ma'arbev the Satan. Why is Tkiyas Shofar Ma'arbev the Satan? Because when the Satan sees, as Rashi says in the Gemara, that we are Mechabev the mitzvah, that we even do more than what's required of us, that itself confuses the Satan. As we say, the 6 psukim before the Shofar, Rosh HaTevis, Kras Satan. That itself rips apart the Satan when the Satan sees the tremendous chavivus for mitzvahs, the zrizus and the toisefes. More even, that's what's required of us, which shows that we serve Hashem with enthusiasm, not just because we have to or because out of habit. Mitzvah Sanoshim Melumad, but we do much more than what's required of us. A yid that really wants to get closer to Hashem wants to do whatever he can to please Hashem, not just what you have to do. We say in this Mizmor Chav Zayin of L'David Hashem Ori, Achas Sho'alti Me'es Hashem. What do we say? But what does that mean exactly? We can't sit in the Beis Medrash all day. That's not possible. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yom echayay. Lachzeis b'noyam Hashem u'levaker b'hecholei. The goal of a yid is that if a yid is really close to Hashem, then he wants to be in the Beis Medrash as much as possible. He wants to be as close to Hashem as possible. He wants to do whatever Hashem wants and more. And only then are we zeichet to this madrega of Savoy. Savoy, Tav Veiz Vav Aleph. Savoy is begamatria Achas. Achas Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem. Achas means that's it. The only. Achas means more than just... Achas is... There's only one thing that I want, David HaMelech says. Achas, that's it. The only thing I want is to be close to Hashem. Ani kirvas elikim li'tov. Achas is Tavoy. Achas is begamatria Tavoy. Because Tavoy leads to Achas. Achas leads to Tavoy. By Matan Torah, it says, B'mshoich ha-yoyvel heima yalu bahor. When they heard the sound of the yoyvel, the sound of the ram's horn, the Pasuk says, heima yalu bahor. The first time the Torah ever says the word yoyvel is by Matan Torah. Rosh Hashanah is the yoyvel. Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned last week, we learn out that we blow shofar, we learn out from the mitzvah of yoyvel. V'havarta shofar truah, it says shofar, it says truah, so we learn out truah, truah. Rosh Hashanah is yoyvel. Yoyvel brings everyone closer to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we get closer to Hashem. Savoy is begamatria b'mshoich ha-yoyvel. V'hoya ki savoy el ha-oretz. Shofar, besides that shofar means horn, shofar also in Aramaic means shufra. Shufra means the best. We say in Parshas Korach, it says, b'harim chem eschel boi mimenu. Chelboy, their Targum says, is Shufra. When we serve Hashem, we serve Him with the best. When we mafresh Truma, He's supposed to be mafresh min hayofa, not min hara al hayofa, but min hayofa. It should be the best. Bikurim, we serve Hashem with the best fruits. Shofra is Miloshin Shufra, serving Hashem with the best. Shapru ma'aseichem, as Mefarshim say. Shofra is the word Shapru, which means beautify. Beautify your actions. We find in the Torah, it says that Yocheved's name was Shifra. Shemeshaperes es havolod. She beautified the babies. The babies that come out, they don't come out necessarily looking that great. So then one of the jobs of the nurse has to clean the baby and beautify the baby and straighten out the baby. The shofar straightens us out. The shofar beautifies us. The shofar cries out to every yid, beautify your actions. Become new again. Shofar miloshen shapir. A shapir is the amniotic sac that the baby grows in the womb. That every Rosh Hashanah we're born again. We have an opportunity to start over again. To beautify our actions and to serve Hashem with the best. Hevel knew that. It says, Hevel, the Hevel Hevi Gam Hu Mi B'chayres Tzayinayim Mechelveihen. He brought from the first born of his sheep and he brought from the fattest. While Kayan didn't, Kayan brought Min HaGarua. The Hevel Hevi Gam Hu Mi B'chayres Tzayinayim Mechelveihen. The Chiddush HaRim says, the Hevel Hevi Gam Hu. He also brought himself, not just the animals. He brought himself. He brought himself to the Beis Medrash. He did everything on his own. Serving Hashem with the best, serving Hashem with Zriza, serving Hashem b'hashkama, v'yashkem Avraham b'boika. That's why we lay the Akedah story, Rosh Hashanah morning, and there it says also the Lashon v'yavoyu, like here, kisavoy, v'yavoyu el hamakoyim asher omar loy ha'elikim. Avraham, Yitzchak, reached the greatest heights that a human being can possibly reach. Avraham Avinu is makriv, he's ready to be makriv his son, his oldest from Sarah, his Rashis, his Bikurim. Yitzchak is the Bikurim of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham brings Yitzchak to the Makam HaMikdash. That's what where the Akedah took place. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakam Ahu Hashem Yira Asher Yomer V'Har Hashem Yeroya. That is the Makam HaMikdash. So Avraham already did this, and Avraham went further than he was commanded, as we mentioned many times. He took the ram, which he was not commanded to do. He did not have to do that. As soon as he finished, as soon as he was told, Al tishlach yodcha el hana'ar, he passed the test and he could have gone home. But he stayed, and he went further, and he took the ram. Rashi and Chumash, when he talks about Rosh Hashanah for the first time, in Parshas Emor, the Torah says, B'chodesh hashvi, Be'echod la'chodesh, Shabbosain zichroin trua mikra kodesh. There, Rashi, and there it says, zichroin, it's called zikaroin. Why is it called zikaroin? So Rashi says, to remember, Liskar lochem, Akedas Yitzchak shekorev tachtov ayil. Remember what happened that Avram took Yitzchak to the Akedah and he sacrificed a ram instead. What does the ram have to do with it? The ram wasn't the big test. The test was that he almost slaughtered Yitzchak, not the ram. Rashi is telling us here that what we're remembering on Rosh Hashanah is that Avram sacrificed the ram. That he did much more than he was told to do. He sacrificed the ram and had in mind while he was sacrificing the ram. He had in mind that he was as if he was shechting Yitzchak. Tachas benoy, he was saying, he wrote saying that it should be considered as if my son is just slaughtered, my son's blood was just sprinkled on the mizbeach, my son's fat was burnt. He went the extra mile. He did much more than what was required of him. Just like by Bikurim, we have the Tosefes Bikurim, the Itur Bikurim. The Reishis, it's not just that we sacrifice, we bring the Reishis, the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, but much more is done. We don't only blow 9 sounds or 30 sounds, you blow 100 sounds. And there are some who even blow another 30 after davening Tukim, Mavur and Shulchan Aruch. More and more, Mahadrin than a Mahadrin. Avram did the same. Avram did much more than what was required of him. Mesiras Nefesh, in Mesiras Nefesh, that even after he finishes and he passes the test, he's still Mesiras Nefesh. And he sacrifices the ram instead. That's the true closeness to Hashem we get from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Oyhavi. Avraham is referred to in Yecheskel as Hashem's beloved, because Avraham showed this tremendous love for Hashem, that he's willing to do whatever Hashem wants him to do and much more, because the whole goal of the Avais, Savais, Isis Avais, the goal of the Avais, as the Baal HaTurim says, the goal of the Avais was to get as close to Hashem as possible, even if it means giving everything up. And hopefully, we hope that we get a little taste of this. Obviously, no one's on that madrega. But we get a little taste of it every year as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah. This year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos ein zichrein teruah. The Torah, for the first time that it talks about Rosh Hashanah, talks about a Shabbos dikur Rosh Hashanah, which the Gemara asks, why does it say Shabbos ein zichrein teruah? And in Parshas Pinchas it says, Yoim teruah yihi alochem. The first time it ever talks about it, it says it's only a zikaron, it's only a remembrance of the blowing. And then later in Parshas Pinchas it says, Yom Teruah, a day of blowing. So is it a day of blowing, or is it a day to remember blowing? So Yerushalmi says that if it falls out on Shabbos, Shabboson, then it's only Zichron Teruah. But if it falls out during the week, then it's Yom Teruah. So according to the Yerushalmi, it's with the Eiraisa that we do not blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. According to our Gemara, in Bavli, it's a Gezeirah de Rabba. Pasuk is only an Asmachta. But it's a Gezeirah de Rabba because Hashem Yavirenu Arba Amis, and that's why in the Mikdash they did blow even when it fell out on Shabbos. But the Yerushalmi learns out from that Pasuk, Shabbosoin Zichroin Teruah. The question obviously is, why would the Torah for the first time when it talks to us about Rosh Hashanah speak about Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, which doesn't happen every year? First it should tell us that there's a Rosh Hashanah and that you have to blow. And then if it happens to fall out on Shabbos, Zichron Teruah. Why the first time that the Torah ever mentions Rosh Hashanah, it mentions a Rosh Hashanah where you're not going to blow, where it's only going to be a Zichron Teruah. So Weisleis from that this is the main Rosh Hashanah. The main Rosh Hashanah is when it falls out on Shabbos. That's why the Torah mentions it first. Besides, Ki Yodua, that the first Rosh Hashanah in history fell out on Shabbos. Because just like this year, Tavshin Samach Tes, Pesach was on Thursday. The first Pesach in history, when the Jews left Mitzrayim in 2448, was on a Thursday. So just like this year, we see Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So that means the first Rosh Hashanah after the Jews left Mitzrayim, it fell out on Shabbos. That was the first time. First time was Shabbos. Shavuos was on Shabbos. Matan Torah was on Shabbos. The Gemara says, L'kulei Alma b'Shabbos nitna Torah. And one other major event was on Shabbos. And that's the V'hoyu Kisavayu El Ha'aretz. The first conquering of Eretz Yisrael, Yericho, was conquered on Shabbos. Ki yodua, if we read the Pesukim in Sefer Yehoshua with Chazal, that they were told to surround the city every day of the week one time, Shabbos and then on the seventh day to surround it 7 times, and 7 Kohanim were carrying 7 Shofros, Shiva Shofros HaKohanim, the Pasuk says. They blew the Shofar and then the wall came sliding down, and they went right into Yericho, and they conquered it without even one fatality, not even one accident. Everyone came back in perfect condition. They conquered the first city. The first city was conquered on Shabbos. We find Yericho was conquered on Shabbos, Matan Torah was on Shabbos, and the first Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. And this year it's Shabbos. Tovshin Ayin, which we hope will be the Rosh Hashanah that will be in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll hear the Shofar over there. Tovshin Ayin is Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. The Mishnah, in fact, when it talks about Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah always refers to it as Rosh Hashanah. But when the Mishnah talks about Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, it says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. So many amidayek from this, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov. You know when Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov? When it's Choliyos B'Shabbos. The Midas Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, especially the first day, as we know, the first day Hashem is sitting on a Kisei Din, but after we blow Shofar, Hashem gets off the Kisei Din and he sits on the Kisei Rachamim. That's why the first day is more Din than the second day. But when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there's no Din, because Shabbos is Rachamim. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim is Rosh Hatevis Yud Kei Vavkei. Vayichal Elohikim. There is no Elohikim by Yom HaShivi. There's no Midas Hadin. So already there's a sweetening. There's already a lessening of the Midas Hadin on Shabbos, which is why we don't need the Shofar. The Shofar we need in order to be able to remove Hashem from the Kisei Din. On Shabbos there's no Din. Leis Din in the Skifin. We say in the Zmiris, in the Askinu Sudasa that we say on Shabbos, Leis Dinin the Skifin, Kol Dinin Mes'arim Minah, all the Dinin we say in Kegavna, those who say Kegavna Friday night. There's no Midas Hadin on Shabbos. If there's no Midas Hadin on Shabbos, then when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there's already Midas Harachanim. The Shofar, which is necessary to remove the din and bring down the Rachamim on Shabbos, there's no reason for it, because Shabbos is already Rachamim. So when it falls out on Shabbos, it's Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. And we can be meramez this in the three words, Shabbosain Zichroin Teruah, which refers to Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, and we only remember the Teruah, we don't say it, Shabbosain Zichroin Teruah is B'Gematria Tiku B'Chayde Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu, which is the pasuk referring to Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah B'Kesel Yom Chageinu, hinting to us that the real Rosh Hashanah is when it's Shabbosain Zichroin Teruah, when it falls out on Shabbos, like this year. When Yericho was conquered, they did blow Shofar. It wasn't on Rosh Hashanah, but they blew Shofar. They blew seven Shofaros. Shiva Shofaros Hayoivlim, the pasuk says. Seven ram horns. B'mshoich B'keren Hayoivl. The pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua, the Balaturim connects B'mshoich B'keren Hayoivl with the B'mshoich Hayoivl of Matan Torah. And the Balaturim says that just like on Matan Torah, they used Hashem blew the left horn of the Eloi Shel Yitzchak. By the war with Yericho, they also used it. Hashem used it. It was there too. There was the same Bechina. The same Bechina B'mshoich Hayoivl that occurs by Matan Torah happened by Kibush Yericho B'mshoich B'keren Hayoivl. If you look at the Psukim and Pashas in Sefer Yehoshua, we see it says, Vatipoil HaChoyma, the wall fell down. The Nofla Choymas Ha'ir is B'gematria Tishrei. Vatipoil HaChoyma is B'gematria Shofar. The Shofar has the power to knock down the barriers. It knocked down the Choyma that separates us. It knocks down the chayma that separates us from Hashem, the mechitza that is mafsik ben Yisroel la'aviyam shebashamayim, which are the averis that we do. The averis that we do create barriers that don't allow us to get close. These barriers prevent us from entering the land. The hoya kisavu el ha'aretz means there are no barriers. The barriers are removed. The shofar has the power, and it had the power then, to remove the wall of Yericho and to allow the Jews to enter Eretz Yisroel. So the first Vahaya Kisava El Ha'oretz was through Shofar. Literally, physically, they entered Eretz Yisrael, they went into the Yericho, which was the first conquest. It was on Shabbos, it was the first conquest, and they entered, and the wall came down through the blowing of the Shofar. Then every year, Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability to do the same. Every Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability to knock down the walls. As we mentioned last week, Shofar is Rosh Hatevis. Opens up the gates, removing the barriers, allows us to enter. The Shofar helps us enter into Yerushalayim, into the Beis HaMikdash, and eventually into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why the Gemara, when it talks about the Shofar, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, says, Kol HaShofar is K'sherin Chutz Mishal Para. Why? Because it's called Keren, it's not called the Shofar. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? It says, B'mshoich B'keren HaYoyvel. So you see that other Shofars are called Keren too. Also, whether one can use a Keren Para or not. But the fact is, the Mishnah mentions this phrase, B'mshoich B'keren HaYoyvel. Rabbi Yossi uses it as a raya that you should be able to use other shofars too, not only the shofar of a keves, of an aisle. This pasuk is used, and this is the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua referring to Kibush Yericho, where shofars were used to knock down the wall. The shofar, as we mentioned, has the power of emancipation. The shofar is the yovel. Yovel means ram's horn, but yovel also means the jubilee, the 50th year, which is the year when slaves are freed. The shofar frees us from our yetzer hara. The shofar enables us to enter where we were not allowed to go before. For example, a metzora, we know, has to go out. He cannot enter. He cannot enter Yerushalayim. V'yotze el michutz lamachana. However, after he undergoes the procedure, after he goes through the process of purification, as we read in Parashas Metzora, it says, V'achar yovoy el hamachana. Afterwards, he comes back in. He enters. Throughout the year, the averis that we do expel us. They take us further and further away. In Elul, we're doing tshuva, and because we're doing tshuva in Elul, we are re-entering. We're given another opportunity, v'hoyu kisavi el haaretz, to come back in. Tashuvu ish el achuzasai. Everyone is returning to their inheritance. Everyone is returning to their original spot, which, of course, the spot is the Beis HaMikdash. We're all going back to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yovel, the Shofar, in the time of the Kibush of Yerichai, where there were seven of them, had the power of doing that. Shiva Shofarais HaYovelim is Begematria Toshuvu Ish El Achuzasai. The Shofar literally brought the Jews back to their Achuz. It brought them back to Eretz Yisrael. And every year, we blow Shofar in Elul, which returns us to our roots. It brings us to our roots and gives and enables us to enter. Avayvam, Pischuli Sha'arei Tzedek, open the gates, which the shofar has the power to open the gates. Pischuli Sha'arei Tzedek. Avayvam, I will come in these gates. I will enter these gates, says David HaMelech. V'hayu kisavei el ha'oretz. Certainly, in a year like this, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and one might think perhaps that maybe on Shabbos it's not the same because we're lacking the shofar. No, the Torah, when it first talks to us about Rosh Hashanah for the first time, talks about a Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos sein zichro in trua. It's a Shabbos sticker Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos itself is a day that a yid has the ability to enter. Shabbos itself, we say bo Shabbos bo menucha. Shabbos is a day that brings us closer to Hashem. It's me'ein olam haba. Certainly when it's also Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash, the fact that it's on Shabbos makes the entrance easier, because the doors are already open. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, B'yayim HaShabbos Yipaseach, B'yayim HaChodesh Yipaseach. We say this in Parshas HaChodesh, the Haftorah of Parshas HaChodesh, that Shabbos the doors were open, Rosh Chodesh the doors were open. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, although we conceal it, Ba'kesel Yom Chageinu, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. It's Shabbos this year, so already there are two reasons for the doors to be open, and we blow Shofar in El, and we will blow Shofar the second day, and the first day we don't need the Shofar, because Shabbos already accomplishes what the Shofar does, so the doors are certainly very, very widely opened. The doors are open more this year than ever. Especially that it's Tavshin Ayin. Oh, it's almost Tavshin Ayin. And we're now 2 weeks away, 2 weeks left, till the Maitzoi Shavias. The Maitzoi Shavias, the Gemara says, B'Maitzoi Shavias Ben David Ba. Mashiach will come in the year after Shemitah. We have 2 weeks left for this Maitzoi Shavias, and the truth is it's still after Sukkot. Because still after Sukkot is still considered the year before. See, from the Pesukim by Hakel, it's called the Shana Hashminas. Sukkot is still considered a continuation of the previous year. It's the Chag HaOsef. We're gathering the produce from that which was harvested, that which was cut, that which grew the year before. So till after Sukkot, It's still Tavshin Samach Tes, really. It's a combination of Tavshin Samach Tes and Tavshin Ayin. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Bayomim Hohem Tivosha Yehuda Virushalayim. Tivosha. Tav Vav Shin Ayin. Tivosha has in it the letters Tavshin Ayin. The Vav. The Vav could be the Elef Hashishi. It's the Tavshin Ayin of the Elef Hashishi. It's the last Tavshin Ayin in history. There will not be another one, because this is the last Tavshin Ayin in the final millennium, in the sixth millennium. Tivosha, Tavshin Ayin with a Vav. And it was Tavshin Ayin in the Vav, in the Elef Hashishi. Bayomim Hohem Tivosha Yehuda Virushalayim. Kisamachti Bishua Secha. We're going to be reading Rosh Hashanah in the morning, the Shira of Chana. Chana sings to Hashem after the birth of Shmuel Hanavi. And she says, Rochath pi al oivai, Rama karni ba Hashem, Kisamachti Bishua Secha. In the words Bishua Secha, you see clearly Tavshin Ayin. Every year we hope that this is the year. Every year we hope. But Tavshin Samach Tes is not over yet. Another 2 weeks. B'hoyu kisava el ha'aretz, we lay now in Tavshin Samach Tes, before Tavshin Ayin. And every year has a muna, and a muna pshuta, and every year has a muna that anything can happen. It was a difficult year for many. It was a very difficult year, parnasa-wise, other tragedies that occurred in this year. We are mispallel, of course, that this coming year should be a year of tremendous parnasa b'harchava for everyone. Tremendous yeshuas v'nachama, yisin in yonei, chinuch habonim, shiduchim, limin ha-torah v'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, and of course the main in iskarvus, in trying to get as close to Hashem as possible, because that's what we're here for. The goal of a yid is v'hoya kisava el ha-oretz. What excites a yid should be the excitement of a yid should be, how can I get closer to Hashem? How can I understand more learning? How can I daven with more kavana? How can I do mitzvahs with more enthusiasm? Then you know you're closer to Hashem. If it's just by rote, if it's just a habit, if it's just mitzvahs hanoshim milumada, if it's just a chay kavua, something that we just, you know, can't wait till it's over. It's normal. We're normal human beings, and you know, people usually say, "What time did you finish davening Rosh Hashanah?" And, "Oh, this is such a long davening, I can't go over here." And the emes is, though, what could be better than spending as much time in Beis Medrash on Rosh Hashanah? What else is there to do? That's the day. That's the Yom HaDin, and it's the first day of the year. It's the Rishis of the year, and everyone's off from work. There's really no place to go. So what is so terrible if we stay a little longer in shul? Achas, we should say, Achas shalti b'yais Hashem, oiso avakesh, shifti b'yais Hashem, kol yimei chaya. At least that first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah should be shifti b'yais Hashem, kol hayoim. We end the parasha about havoyu al hamakoim hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you finally got there. You're here already. At havoyu al hamakoim hazeh, b'yaitzei sichoin v'oig. As we get closer, the Yetzer Hara gets more powerful. The Yetzer Hara tries very, very hard to cool us off from the intensity, from the excitement, like Amalek does. As we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, like Amalek came in between Pesach and Shavuos to cool us off from the intensity of Matan Torah, we also read about Amalek between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah to cool us off from the excitement and the intensity as we get closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. He tries to prevent, like Sichon and Oig did, to try to prevent us from entering. There shouldn't be a savoy. Just like today, we see our enemies today are trying to prevent us from entering. They're trying to prevent us from having Yerushalayim, from having Eretz Yisrael. So we can't allow that. That's why this is the month of God. God is the warrior. By God it says, Ba God. The only one of any of the Shvatim that uses the word Ba, which is the same root as savoy, is by God. In the month of God, which is the month of Elul, Bo, everyone is coming, everyone is entering, everyone is coming closer to Hashem. This parasha is the 50th parasha of Chumash. Kisava is the 50th parasha, and the Ramami Pano says, it's brought down that there are 50 times that it says Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah. The 50th time is in this week's parasha, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mi Mitzrayim. This is the 50th time, which we say this by the Haggadah, Pesach by night. The only other parasha that has a similar name like ours, this week's parasha, is Parashas Bo. Parashas Bo is the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tavo, has in it Yetzias Mitzrayim for the 50th time, referring to the Yetzias Mitzrayim de la Asad Lavoi, the Shar Hanun, by Yetzianu Hashem Mitzrayim is begamatria Shar Hanun. As we now enter into the 50th week, the 50th Shabbos of the year, this Shabbos has the koyach of Yovel, this Shabbos has the koyach to take us out from all the Meitzorim, from all the constraints, from all the negativities. This we say Pesach by night, this Shabbos, we're going to be laning this, being Mavasedra, these Psukim that we say by the Seder. So it's a Pchina of Pesach this week. And even more than that, because Pesach, Pasha's boy, was just the Yetziah. This Pasha is the entrance, Vayukisova El Ha'oretz, Vayivienu El Ha'mokoyim Hazeh, where the person who brings Bikurim thanks Hashem for bringing, for allowing us to enter and arrive at the Mokom HaMikdash. The one who brings Bikurim says, Ve'ata hine hevesi es reishis periho Adam. I brought the reishis, I brought the first fruits. We're bringing the first of the year, the first moments of the day, Slichais, Hashkama, Shachras, the first mitzvahs that we do, which Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, the Shofar, the Akedah that we read, all is the Reishis. And Klal Yisrael, we're referred to as the Reishis. We have the Reishis Tevuah. We are Hashem's first produce. We are the Bikurim of Hashem. Bikurim comes even before Truma Kiyodua. We are the Bikurim. The Medrash says, Bereishis, in the Schus of the Mitzvah of Bikurim, the Eibush that created the world, and in the Schus of the Mitzvah of Bikurim, Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to enter Eretz Yisrael. And that's a chus that we as Mekayim now, the mitzvah of Bikurim Beruchnius, which the mitzvah of Bikurim Beruchnius is getting up early and giving our best, Shufra, which means the best, giving the best that we have, the best time, the best moments, the best of our talents to serving Hashem, and that's a chus we should be zeicha to enter the land, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, literally, besides the Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash, but which is the Beis HaMikdash of time, we should also be entering the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and we should be Zeicha to the Vahayu Kisavei Al HaOretz, and to the Kiyum of this week's Haftarah of Kumi Oiri Kiba Oireich, and Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yirshu Oretz, Neisam Atoi Ma'asi Yodai L'Hispoi, with the last pasuk of Ani Hashem Be'ita Achishena, which Achishena we know means, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that we have the ability to bring the Geula even before it's supposed to happen. It could either be Be'ita or Achishena. We should be Zeicha to Achishena and be Memaher and Mezarez the Geula through our Avoda of Zerizus. It would be Zeicha that this year should end off with the Geula with us.